Thank you. sahasra sukam puni darya haram vaja godra mokana na kunja vidho
sahasra sukam puni darya haram vaja godra mokana
na kunja vidho abhilasa chayam tada veda diyam ashubham cha shubham tyaja
Thank you. If your heart wishes to be always absorbed in drinking the ambrosial mellows of the lotus feet of Lord Hari, then give up mundane household life full of Kali Yuga quarrels and strife, and just worship the beautiful moon of Kodruma's forest flowers. Material riches, youth, a long life, and royal happiness. None of these are certain. At every moment, they are being destroyed. Give up all useless, mundane conversations and just worship the beautiful moon of Kodruma's forest flowers. O friend, the pleasure to be had in the company of beautiful young women ultimately turns to fearful and distracts one from the true goal of human life. With your mind intoxicated by the material mellows of the holy name of Lord Hari, just worship the beautiful moon of Kodruma's forest flowers. Taste of mundane poetry never provides the sweet taste of actual poetry. The sweet mellows of true poetry are verily found in descriptions of Lord Gaura, the savior of all souls in the Kali Yuga. The diligent study of all other topics is useless. Just worship the beautiful moon of Kodruma's forest bowers. His left side enhanced by the daughter of Rishabhanu, Nandasuta, the transcendental Parama, stands on the bank of the Yamuna River, absorbed in the pleasure-giving pastime of playing soft, melodious songs on his flute. Just worship him, the beautiful moon of Kodruma's forest bowers. In the midst of Hari Kirtan, surrounded by his loving associates, he is the same dark Lord Hari, but now shining with the luster of molten gold. He is the exclusive ocean of mercy for his own Gaudiya devotees. Just worship the beautiful moon of Kodruma's forest flowers. His island home is surrounded by the river Ganga, daughter of the king of mountains. He is the lord of the ninefold islands of Navadvip and the stealer of the hearts of the renunciates. Along with his beloved wife Vishnupriya, he is glorified by demigods and saintly persons. Just worship the beautiful moon of Kodruma forest bower. His mood is that of wielding a stick for chasing away the mad dog of Kali Yuga. He is absorbed in distributing the holy name of Hari, the great remedy for material existence. His heart is melted with compassion for the fallen souls who are suffering, and his transcendental form is very beautiful. Just worship the beautiful moon of Kodruma's forest flowers. Continually beaming from his lotus face is causeless mercy that makes no distinction between so-called friends or enemies. Although the son of Maharaj Nanda, he appears here in a form unlike that of Krishna's dark complexion. Just worship the beautiful moon of Kodruma's forest flowers. In this world and in the Upanishads, he is celebrated as the all-pervading Supreme Lord. He appears now as the son of the king of Brahmanas and is Lord Hari himself with a shining golden complexion. In his own abode, he plays eternally with his cowherd boyfriends. Just worship the beautiful moon of Kodruma's forest flowers. He is the most excellent of avatars, and with him exists the consummate expansions of Godhead. He is the supreme truth, enjoying himself here in great playfulness. He embodies the most confidential mellows, flowing within the ocean of Rasa in Brajadham. Just worship the beautiful moon of Kodruma's forest flowers. O friend, without the devotional performance of purely intense bhajan, your vast scholarship, noble family lineage, wealth, and so on are completely ineffective for invoking the mercy of the Lord. With a service attitude that is unmotivated, just worship the beautiful moon of Kodruma's forest flowers. This same Lord once liberated the elephant Gajendra from the crocodile's grasp within the lake. He is the unborn one, possessing inconceivable power, and is truly a desire tree of pure auspiciousness. Just worship the beautiful moon of Kodruma's forest flowers. Being pleased with the penances of Indra and the Shurabi cow, Lord Hari has appeared again in this world possessing a super excellent complexion. He is endless happiness, and he plunders the patience of the learned sages. Just worship the beautiful moon of Bodruma Forest Powers. The multitude of worldly desires, philosophical meditations on the impersonal oneness of all beings, as well as the relative conceptions of what is auspicious or inauspicious, utterly renounce all these things in a favorable mood. While rendering loving devotional service, just worship the beautiful moon of Bodruma Forest Powers. Remaining fixed in the service of Hari's servants, being addicted to drinking the sweet nectar of the holy name of Hari, and endowed with modesty, humility, and compassion, offering all respects unto others, just worship the beautiful moon of Bodruma Forest Powers. Incessantly call out to the Lord, O Yadava, O Madhava, O Krishna, O Hari, chant, O Rama, O Janardana, O Keshava, O beloved Lord of Rishabhanu's daughter, and just worship the beautiful moon of Bodruma's forest powers. Please chant, O Lord of the forests and hills along the banks of the Yamuna. Chant, O brilliant sun of the groves of Gokul. Chant, O exhaler of life for the Rasa dance. O Gora Hari, and just worship the beautiful moon of Bodruma's forest powers. Please go to the forest of Lord Gora, divided into 9 islands. Please read and recite with great joy the pastimes of Lord Gora Hari. Please roll about in ecstasy on the bank of the river Ganga, marked with the footprints of Lord Gora, and just worship the beautiful moon of Bodruma forest powers. Just remember the artistically playful pastimes of Gora and Gadadhar. Just become a loyal follower of Gora and Gadadhar's camp. Just listen to the captivating stories of Gora and Gadadhar, and just worship the beautiful moon of Goduma's forest powers.